Hello everyone. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the pros and cons of being your own entrepreneur, being a business owner, having multiple businesses. I feel like there's a lot of positives that are talked about when you are wanting to be an entrepreneur, and that's great, but there are a lot of things to consider for yourself before taking that step forward and pursuing your own business. One thing I really want to talk about is the emotional toll it has on your mental well-being for yourself, but also for the relationships that you have in your life also. For example, working in a 9-to-5 job, at least when you work a 9-to-5, you know that you've got a certain amount of money coming in every fortnight, every year. You get to wake up, you go to work, you do the job, and then the second you hit 5 o'clock, you can switch off and you don't need to focus on anything after five. You can focus on your family, you can switch your business brain off and start just relaxing and go to gym, cook a nice meal for the family, go out for a nice dinner, see some friends. You actually get to switch off and focus on your personal life. You can create more balance in your life because you know when that paycheck's coming in, you know that you finish at 5 p.m. and you can focus between 5 and 9 on anything else, even in your hobbies as well. And that's amazing. That's actually really, really great. And there's a really nice emotional security that you have with that. That's something that I do sometimes miss being an entrepreneur. Because when you are a business owner, there's a lot of things to consider depending on what you're doing for business, whether it's just yourself and you're providing your own service-based business, or you know, you've got your e-commerce business where you're solely the one responsible for it. Maybe you have a business that you have a couple of employees. You might have a company, or you might have multiple businesses that you need to focus on as well. All in all, being a business owner and entrepreneur, there's a lot of cons, a lot of risks involved, and that has a huge emotional toll on your mental well-being. So I want to talk a little bit about that before convincing anyone to focus on being a business owner and being an entrepreneur. I think it's really important to talk about it. So for example, for myself, I've been a business owner for 5 years now. So basically since from 25, I've been my own business, either me being self-employed and offering my own individual services, and now I have three businesses. Two of them are my own businesses where I'm solely responsible for the project work, but I also have one business where I have a company that has multiple employees. Which means that not only am I worrying about myself now, I'm also worrying about the livelihood of all of my employees. So talking about business in general, when you wake up, the first thing that switches on is business. When you finish at 5 o'clock, you don't finish at 5 o'clock. You might have a scheduled time where you clock off and you can focus on the energy for anything else. But you still emotionally are thinking about your business. You're always thinking about new ideas. You might be taking on multiple roles in your business as well. So you might have a whole range of things to do if you haven't delegated that to anyone else. So not only that, by being your own business owner, you also have responsibility to meet deadlines and you are solely responsible for it, whether you have employees or not. If you are working with a client and you haven't met a deadline, if your employees didn't hit that target, that's not on the employee. At the end of the day, that's on you. And you're responsible for making sure that that gets completed before the deadline. So if you don't and you're with a client, not only are you risking that project and the cost of that, but you're also risking potentially losing jobs of multiple employees as well if, say, you lose multiple contracts and you can't afford to pay your employees anymore. So there's a certain level of financial income that you need to be making every month, every quarter, every year to make sure that you're not only feeding yourself but you're feeding your employees. If it is just yourself, at least that's on you entirely, so you can balance that. You've only got your bills and everything to worry about. But when there are other people involved, it does have a huge emotional toll on yourself because you're wanting to also focus on their career growth. You're wanting to build good relationships with your employees, and you're still wanting to build good relationships with your clients. You're wanting to create an amazing environment for your employees, but also still focusing in on your clients and marketing and growth from there. So in terms of running a business and, you know, all the cons, there's a lot of emotional toll it does have on you, not only from that sense. Obviously, financial income is the scary part because you need to make sure you're hitting targets. So by saying that, that means you have to find that money. That money's not just coming to you. You have to find that, and you have to sell that with a client. You have to sell why you are that person. Sell the story of the brand, who you are, what you do, and then you need to secure a contract and provide the service. So there's a whole bunch of factors you need to pop into place, which has a huge emotional impact on you, because that stress level is, I need to find that money to make sure that I make ends meet for my family and everyone else. So there's that. But there's also, when you don't clock off at the end of the day emotionally, when you go home and you're spending time with your family, it can also have impact on your relationship as well. For me, I struggle to switch off mentally. I'm constantly thinking of new ideas, and I need to share those ideas. So my partner has to hear a lot of it, even if I eventuate it or not. He hears it all, and he's great. He listens to it, and you know, sometimes it can be a bit like, oh, come on, Liv, just. But yeah, it does have an emotional impact on that, because you're so focused on your business, not just yourself. You're actually focused on a whole bunch of things, and that can come across as you being selfish when you're really not. You're just genuinely trying to think of ways of making money for your future, but also for your family. So there's a level of understanding that you need to have with yourself on being able to switch that energy off and focus on your priorities, which is your family. Another thing to talk about as well, we can talk about the pros. So the best part for myself is, for me, I would rather live in chaos but know that I'm solely responsible for hitting a target, making a certain amount of money. I'd rather live in chaos and work 24/7 if it means I can wake up and choose not to work at all. So there is a lot of flexibility in your livelihood when it comes to being an entrepreneur, a business owner. Yes, you're responsible for everything, but at the same time, if you really just need to take a day off, you don't need to tell anyone why. You just leave and you've got the day off. If you need to go on a holiday, you can just go on a holiday. No one needs to ask why, because you have that flexibility and freedom to choose to do so. It also means I can wake up any time of day. If I am emotionally feeling drained, I don't have to wake up at a set time and have that routine necessarily. Sometimes I need to have an additional 30 minutes to 2 hours sleep in the morning because I just am feeling tired and need that extra amount of sleep. So it's really amazing being able to choose when I need to work. If I need to start at 12 p.m. and finish a little bit later, that's fine too. But I'm responsible for that myself. Another pro is you don't have to listen to anyone but yourself, because you're the one responsible for everything. For me, I hate being told what to do. Yes, I work with clients, and yes, they've got their projects and what they envision. And that's not being told what to do. That's more me working alongside someone to accomplish their vision. And that's the best part about being a business owner, is you get to have all the control in what you are wanting to achieve with your client. So yeah, the pros is you've got the financial freedom to live flexibly, and emotionally, when it comes to sleeping in, I guess that kind of all falls into the same thing. But all in all, that's what business is at the end of the day, is being able to have more freedom to do what you want. But at what cost? There is a lot of costs, emotionally and physically. But some people can handle it and some people prefer it. I prefer it, and I've now been fortunate enough to work. I've been working my ass off for years, and now that I have a team of X amount of employees, I can delegate some of my projects to them, and I now have mental capacity to expand on other business ideas, which is amazing. So being able to have control of my life is definitely what I prefer doing. I don't like the idea of waking up 5 days a week at a certain time and clocking off at a certain time. I would much rather choose when I get to go to work and finish work. And I love being able to basically just live an entire dream that I've dreamed. I've been able to live the life I need to live to be happy. And I think that if you have the drive and emotional capacity to understand that there are a lot of risks involved of being a business owner, then go for it. Keep your 9-to-5 job for now until you can fund your business to pay that 9-to-5 equivalent before you leave it. But it definitely has a lot of perks. For example, I make far more money being self-employed than I would ever be as a employee. So by being self-employed and making a lot more money, I can live the life I want to live and have that dream. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you guys. I talked a lot about the cons, but I really think it's important to talk about it. I have suffered a lot of depression in my past. Talking about that though now and thinking about it, I honestly have not been properly depressed since being self-employed, because I'm actually living the life that I need to live to be happy. So there are a lot of times where I'm living in chaos and really stressed out of my mind, but that isn't being depressed. I was depressed by having to wake up at a certain time working a 9-to-5, which really had a mental toll on me, and I felt very stuck and lost. Didn't know what I was doing in my life. Whereas the chaos in entrepreneurship and running a business, you have, it's the feeling of doubt and imposter syndrome. That's just you feeling like you're not good enough at business and you are constantly learning new things to be better. So that's not depression. That's more just being uncertain and doubting yourself, having doubts, and you just need to keep pushing forward. And one step forward is better than one step back. So every day is a new day. And depression with a full-time job. If you are feeling very lost in yourself, like you are working a 9-to-5 and you genuinely feel very lost and you don't know what you want to do, entrepreneurship might be something that you could look at pursuing. If you are constantly in your head and thinking of bigger and better things, you're very ambitious about goals, being a business owner might be something for you, or there might be some really fun career opportunities for you as an employee also, if you do enjoy having that secure paycheck coming in every fortnight. So if you are feeling lost and you need a little bit of guidance, feel free to always reach out to me. I'd always love to schedule in a phone call or video call, and we can talk about the things that you're struggling with in terms of you feeling lost, and we can talk about your skill sets and your passions and work on a way we can try and figure out what might be a fun pathway for you in a career, whether it is being an employee, but you currently might just be in the wrong job for you. And we can talk about how you can achieve that and find that job opportunity. Or if you're wanting to start up a business, we can figure out what would be a fun business thing for you to start up based on your passions and your skill sets. So, yeah, I would love to connect with everyone. Thank you for listening to my tangent about everything. If you've got any questions, please feel free to reach out. I'd love to answer them in the next podcast. And yeah, we'll go from there. But other than that, enjoy the rest of your week. And I will release a new podcast in the coming weeks. So have a lovely day, guys.